Welcome to Nourished by Spinnies, the podcast which promises to inspire you to eat well and live well. I'm Tiffany Eslick. This is a space where we hope to nourish your heart and soul. On this show, we chat with leading players in the food community, from farmers to foodies, as well as health and well-being experts. It's all about engaging conversations and fresh ideas. This week, I have Sajina Yasmin as my co-host while Davina holidays in Malta.
Thank you, Tiff. Hello, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're really happy to have you too. And Sajina, as head of health and beauty, as well as baby care for Spinnies, I know that you are closely linked to today's guest because you've been working on a project with her for months.
Absolutely. It's so exciting. We are going to be the exclusive in-store retailer for this brand, but I can already see that you're jumping out of your seat to introduce this guest. So why don't I just let you have the floor?
So thank you. So on the show today, we have TV and radio presenter, UNICEF ambassador, and wait for it, my favorite Spice Girl, Emma Bunton. And if you didn't know this already, she's the co-founder of Kittenkin, a company she launched with Christopher Money in 2017. They're known for their award-winning eco-friendly nappies, natural skincare, biodegradable wipes, the cutest baby wear, and reusable nappies, which are all now available at Spinnies.
And speaking of award-winning, they've won an incredible 38 awards already so far, such as multiple awards in the annual Loved by Parents Awards, and they're also a certified B Corporation. This is only handed to companies with high social and environmental performance and transparency. And as important as all that is, Tiff, I've got to ask you the burning question, was she really your favourite Spice Girl?
It's so funny because she asked me the exact same thing when I told her that. I think if I told 12-year-old me that I'd be interviewing my favourite Spice Girl, she wouldn't have believed it.
Are you saying I'm your favourite because I'm sitting here?
No, okay. It's the blonde hair thing. I had it too.
I was going to say, yeah, I get it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, and I mean, a lot has changed since then.
So, I know. Yeah, a lot has changed since then. Yeah, all good.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited exactly were you to meet her?
11. It was so exciting to chat to her. In my previous career as a journalist, I've interviewed quite a lot of celebrities, but this was just different. She's genuinely lovely. And it was a lot of fun meeting her and hearing all about the launch. I even had some of the group songs playing in my head while we were chatting. Wait, who was your favorite Spice Girl?
Well, it was always Mel B. And I'm still partial to a bit of leopard print, but believe it or not, growing up, we had to dress up as Spice Girls quite a lot. I always ended up being Sporty Spice just because my brother was a Liverpool fan. So I was the only one that had access to a Liverpool shirt.
Oh, shit.
So I love them both equally.
Oh, that's a great story. My first slow dance at like a school social, we used to get the boys' school come down to our school once a year, was to Two Become One. I still remember with Stuart, his family had a stud farm. Anyway.
I love that.
But I also really liked Viva Forever and, I might start singing soon.
Right, Tiff, you know we've got an interview to air, right? We could talk about this all day.
Okay, yes. Let's get into the interview. Tell me, how did it all start? Where did the concept come from? I know that your children kind of inspired this.
100%. They're the reason we created Kittenkin. Yeah, they inspired me because after having children, both of my children had very delicate skin. And it was something that I really struggled with as a parent. Firstly, you have, these beautiful babies and I worry about everything. I'm a worrier. I'm a worrier mum. And and to see them kind of be irritated with lots of products that I used, I just found it really frustrating. And I just wanted to make it better, as we all do. And I met the wonderful Christopher Money through a mutual friend, and we started talking. We had so much in common, and he was wonderful, and his background, was extensive, and I just thought, wow, okay, so maybe we could do something together. And from day one, we wanted our brand to be better for baby, better for our world. And we both knew as well that we wanted to give back in some way. So as soon as I met Christopher, Kit and Kin was born, became my third baby. His fourth, isn't it? So busy time, but love the whole creative side of it and learning along the way as well.
And why Kit and Kin?
Well, Kith and Kin is quite an old-fashioned, means family.
Oh, okay.
And it just felt so right because, you know, it came from my, you know, inspired by my family and Christopher's family. And also we've kept this team, I would say, small, and it feels like a family, and we've worked really closely together. So, and we asked family and friends, and Kit and Kin came out on top. So, if they approve,
yeah, it's really catchy. So,
yes,
yeah,
thank you.
And you mentioned that giving back is hugely important.
Hugely important.
Can you give me an example of what you guys are
Absolutely.
Doing, or some examples?
It's the heart of Kit and Kin, actually, and I would say the reason Christopher and I get on so well because we had that passion for it. So we have the Kit and Kin Foundation, which is we give back and we look after the rainforest. So when you subscribe to Kit and Kin, we save around 5 trees at the rainforest every time. And so to this date, we have, saved acres and acres of rainforest, which is, you know, just amazing. We also provide a scholarship for children around that area. So we give them materials for them to go to school. So whether that's travel to school, whether that's where, and it is all the books and uniforms or whatever they need, we give a scholarship for children and for healthcare as well. So, when you subscribe, that's what happens. So you are, you're giving back, which I think as a parent, we've got so much, as anyone, we've got so much to think about in this world. There's so much going on and you know that you want to help in some way or a little bit, whatever you can do. And I just think having, you know, buying your essentials, which we need and mums need and babies need and parents, you're also helping and in that way. And all those people that, you know, do subscribe and buy their essentials, you know, those little bits are making a huge difference. I can promise you that.
No, absolutely. Can you tell me a bit about like some of your products?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know there's a huge variety. I mean, I can see them all around me.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So proud of it right now. We have, I think for me with my children and their sensitive skin, the skincare was always very important for me. And I said before, but, you know, going to buy a product and kind of looking on the back and seeing numerous amounts of ingredients that I didn't understand and probably wasn't great for my children's skin. So we went through smells and colours and stuff like that. But the ingredients is plant-based and is all natural. And I just feel like, you know, the products, especially if you have a bath time with baby and you know that you're putting your baby into a bubble bath that is full of beautiful natural ingredients. So skincare is amazing. With the nappies, obviously, I'm so proud of this because they are the most accredited eco nappy on the planet. And I feel like, you know, we've kind of been that pioneer because others are, you know, kind of heading that way. But it's just been so wonderful to watch them grow. And we also do a reusable cloth nappy, which I know isn't for every parent. You know, we're busy. There's so much to think about. You know, a lot of parents and our customers have come back and said, you know what, it's just wonderful because I feel like, you know, if I'm at home at the weekend, I can use the reusables. But if I'm running around all week, then I've got the disposable. So they, you know, we like to think we've given them that option. And with the eco nappy, a special, obviously the design on them is incredible.
Yeah, it's
and
enchanting.
when they're crawling and their little bottom, then you've got the panda or the tiger and it's just a dream.
Yeah.
But also, even though obviously they're sustainable and biodegradable, you know, all those wonderful things, but they also work because as a mother, I know how hard that is. You want them to work for your
Absolutely.
Child and for you,
yeah.
You know. So that was the main thing. And they're softer on your baby's bottom. A big thing that I learned along the way is that, you know, back in the day, you know, nappies have had chemicals in them. And when your child goes to the toilet, the chemicals react, and that's where nappy rash comes from. And with our nappies, obviously, we do not have those chemicals in our nappies. And it's just, you know, it's natural materials, and we've really, really worked on that. So.
Well done. It really is something to be proud of.
Thank you. And of course, we've got baby wear as well, which is organic cotton.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, soft, beautiful designs. We've got little bears and rabbits and gorgeous, wonderful things that go on. And then our wipes. So for me, this is really important because they are 100% biodegradable and also no plastic, which is, you know, a big thing for us.
We'll have more from my chat with Emma, including her advice for all the new moms out there and what nourishes her soul, right after this short break. We wanted to take a minute to tell you about our delicious Spinney's Food olive oil, which comes from the 120-year-old Basso family farms in Italy, which is now a fifth-generation business. Davina, if you remember my masterclass with Matthew Jones of Bread Ahead, this is the olive oil we use to make the focaccia.
I remember that. It was delicious.
Yes, and part of the reason for that is their use of the Arbequino olive grown in Italy. Here's Federico Basso.
The Arbequino olive is usually used in blends because it's very sweet and it has that almond taste, which is very different from the typical strong Italian olive oils that we have. So we use it in blend in order to provide our customers with a product that is as balanced as possible. So it's not too aggressive, but it's also not too plain. We want to find the perfect match in order to satisfy our clients, also in terms of organoleptic features of our products.
Here's a fun fact. Federico's father, Sabino, eats extra virgin olive oil and bread every morning for breakfast, sometimes with a spoonful of sugar.
And didn't you say that he's run many marathons? Clearly, that's the trick.
We source their extra virgin olive oil, a truffle-infused EVU, and a signature Mediterranean blended oil as well. So you should definitely grab a bottle of Spinney's Food olive oil the next time you're in store and tell us what you think. Welcome back. You're listening to Nourish by Spinney's. I'm Tiffany Eslick, and this is my conversation with Spice Girl and co-founder of Kit & Kin, Emma Bunton. We also have more from her in the November-December issue of Nourish, which is available in all Spinney's stores now. Would you say, as a parent, what's some of like advice that you have for new mums?
Don't put too much pressure on yourself. You know, it's...
I think that's for everything in life, though, right?
For everything. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. For everything. I think we do. Yeah. We do that. Yeah. And but as a parent, you know, from day one... My priority is my children. I work around my children. I work for my children. They're my everything. But sometimes I think as parents, we do try and do too much. You know, we're juggling everything and we're working and we're at home and we're cleaning and cooking. And I just think as long as you take that pressure off yourself, you're doing such a good job. We're doing such a good job. And I always think, I want to be perfect. And that kind of makes us perfect because we're trying our hardest.
Yeah, absolutely. We have one last question, which is what nourishes your soul?
My children nourishes my soul. I just, you know, when I think about, I get quite emotional. I mean, I've only been away from them for 2 days, but I miss them greatly. So my children definitely nourish my soul. And my girlfriends.
Excellent. Yeah. Can't leave them out.
They do too.
Oh, well, thanks, Emma.
Thank you so much.
Lovely chatting to you.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Good. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
I hope I didn't come across as too much of a fangirl, but I think it went okay, right?
Oh, it went amazingly, Tiff. And as a fellow fan, I can absolutely relate.
Good. I mean, she's just so sweet. And you know that she took pictures with all of us at the end?
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, we covered quite a bit. And as I mentioned, there's more about Emma's journey with Kit & Kin in the current issue of Nourish, which is out in Spinney's. I got a chance to give her a copy as well. I brought you our magazine because we did your interview in this copy.
So, okay. Yeah, and fabulous.
Now, doing very well.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, brilliant. That looks nice.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with chocolate at the moment.
Yeah.
And cake.
I'm really glad that sustainability is at the heart of their brand. It's one of the many reasons that we wanted to source their products. They're all made from plant-based and sustainably sourced materials. And Tiff, some of the work that they're doing towards saving the rainforests and helping with education and healthcare in Guatemala is so incredible.
Yeah, I mean, as she mentioned, every 10 subscriptions help save 1 acre of tropical rainforest, which is admirable. Okay, that brings us to the end of this episode, which was brought to you by Spinneys and hosted by me, Tiffany Eslick, and Sajina Yasmin. We're produced by Chirag Desai, and artwork is by Michelle Clements and Jehan Youssef. You can follow Spinneys on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for more, and visit us at spinneys.com, where you can shop for fresh produce and a variety of local and exclusive products. Sajina, thank you so much for joining me on the show. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you for having me. And I can let everyone know that Davina will be back for the next episode with Yazan Olkudmani, the farmer behind Emirates Biofarm. So they'll see you in 2 weeks.